This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says about 500,000 people have fled fighting in Gaza over the past week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
There were roughly 1.3 million people sheltering in Rafah before Israel began pushing into the city, which Israel says is the last Hamas stronghold. Israeli forces are also battling Hamas militants in northern Gaza. The army's evacuation orders issued on Saturday have displaced around 100 people so far. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters on Monday. Palestinian officials say Israeli strikes in central Gaza have killed at least 12 people overnight and into Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. will stand by Ukraine until its security sovereignty is guaranteed. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged on Tuesday in a visit to Kyiv at a time when Russia is mounting fresh attacks in the country's east. The top U.S. diplomat is the first senior U.S. official to travel to Ukraine after the U.S. Congress passed last month a $61 billion military aid package following a delay of several months during which Russia gained advantage on the battlefield. Georgia's parliament on Tuesday passed the third and final reading of a quote-unquote foreign agents bill, clearing a major hurdle on its way to becoming law. About 1,000 protesters picketed the fortress-like parliament building amid a major police presence during the debate. On hearing the bill had passed, they shouted, "Slaves and Russians." Demonstrators have been running for weeks and typically peak in the evening, where crowds numbering in the tens of thousands have mounted some of the biggest protests seen in Georgia since it regained independence from Moscow in 1991. This is VOA News. Conflict has forced a record number of people around the world to become internally displaced, often in refugee camps. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure has increased dramatically in the past 5 years.
Nearly 76 million people globally were forced to flee their homes in 2023 and are living elsewhere in their own countries, many in camps or makeshift accommodation. That's an increase of almost 50%. Over the past 5 years, Sudan has the largest internally displaced population in the world at more than 9 million people. Most were forced to flee their homes after the latest civil conflict erupted in April 2023. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
A group of TikTok creators said on Tuesday they filed a suit in U.S. federal court seeking to block a law signed by President Joe Biden that would force the sale of the short video app used by 170 million Americans or ban it, saying it had a profound effect on American life. The TikTok users suing include a military veteran who sells his ranch products, a woman selling cookies and discussing parenting, a college coach who makes sports commentary videos, and a recent college graduate who advocates for the rights of sexual assault survivors. Doctors say they don't believe the man who received the world's first pig kidney transplant died because of the transplanted organ. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital announced 62-year-old Rick Slayman's death a few days ago.
There's so many unknowns.
Dr. Leonardo Riella heads kidney transplants there.
We saw him in clinic on the day that he ended up passing. And so we had evidence of that his blood tests and urine tests showed that the kidney was working well.
Slayman had end-stage renal disease. His kidney transplant came from a pig that had been genetically edited, a procedure that was celebrated as a milestone to offer up more readily available organs to patients.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Argentina's annual inflation rate hit nearly 290% in April, the highest in decades, but showed signs of cresting as the monthly rate slowed down more than analysts expected amid a tough austerity drive by Libertarian President Javier Milei. According to official data released on Tuesday, the embattled South American country posted a monthly consumer price rise of 8.8%, still sky high, but down for the fourth straight month since a peak over 25% in December. I'm Joe Ramsey.